Advance polling stations open tomorrow, February 12, for the School District 43, South Dakota 43, by-election. Coquitlam residents can cast their ballots between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at Centennial Pavilion, 630 Poirier Street, to elect a new Coquitlam trustee. Another advance voting opportunity will be held on Saturday, February 15, at the Pine Tree Community Center, 1260 Pine Tree Way. Five candidates are running for the seat left vacant by Jennifer Blatherwick, now the MLA for Coquitlam-Millardville. They are, in alphabetical order, Frank Dew, Coquitlam; Dana Ebtekar, Coquitlam; Candace Knoll, Coquitlam; Rosie Manhas, Coquitlam; Nash Malani, Port Moody. To read their bios and responses to the Tri-City News questionnaire, visit the Tri-City News website, click on the News tab > by-election 2025. General voting day is Saturday, February 22, with polls opens at these locations: Alderson Elementary, 825 Gautier Avenue, Bramblewood Elementary, 2875 Panorama Drive, Como Lake Middle, 1121 King Albert Avenue, Banting Middle, 820 Banting Drive, Glen Elementary, 3064 Glen Drive, Hillcrest Middle, 2161 Regan Avenue, Mundy Road Elementary, 2200 Austin Avenue, Smiling Creek Elementary, 3456 Princeton Avenue. Last week, Chief Election Officer Carrie Wells told the Tri-City News that the city is getting the by-election message out through civic email notifications, its website, digital displays at recreation centers, and via the SD43 website. And she has trained some 50 election workers to help voters at the polling stations and guide them with inserting their ballots in the Dominion voting machines. The voter's roll will also be electronic to ensure Coquitlam residents don't mark ballots at other locations. By-elections in Coquitlam typically have a poor turnout. The last one, held in 2013, in which Chris Wilson and Bonita Zerillo were elected to city council, drew 9.23% of eligible voters. The previous two council by-elections, in 2010 and 2007, drew 7.6% and 5.10%, respectively. Meanwhile, the results of the 2025 school by-election will be posted live on the city's website on February 22 after the polls close at 8 p.m. The city of Coquitlam has budgeted $350,000 to run the by-election. It will be reimbursed by SD43, the third largest school district in BC with some 30,000 students in public schools. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.